And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of October. Today is World Lemur Day. Lemurs are considered the world's oldest primates, with an estimated 112 species, all hailing from Madagascar. Lemurs come in all shapes and sizes. The smallest, the mouse lemur, has an average body weight of 30 grams. And the largest, the Indri, weighs about 9.5 kilograms. That's about the size of a human child. Lemurs have a female-dominant society. Other than humans, the only primates with naturally occurring blue eyes are the blue-eyed black lemurs. Many of Madagascar's flowering plants and tree species depend highly on lemur species to disperse their seeds. In the rainforests of East Madagascar, you will often hear the songs of the Indri lemurs. Indri are the talented a cappella group of the animal kingdom, with both the males and females singing, and often in sync with each other. The last Saturday in October is Hug a Sheep Day. Sheep are gentle, sensitive animals who are emotionally complex and highly intelligent. Keith Kendrick, a professor of medicine at Gresham College in London, found that sheep can distinguish between different expressions in humans and can detect changes in the faces of anxious sheep. He also discovered that sheep recognize the faces of at least 50 other sheep. Professor John Webster of the University of Bristol found that, like humans, sheep visibly express emotions. When they experience stress or isolation, they show signs of depression, similar to those that humans show, by hanging their heads and avoiding positive actions. Like us, sheep experience fear when they're separated from their social groups or approached by strangers. Sheep's heart rates have been found to increase by 20 beats per minute when they're unable to see any members of their flock, and by 84 beats per minute when approached by a stranger. Today we stand against the exploitation of these sensitive, affectionate animals. Today is the birthday of Dr. Michael Greger, born on this day in 1972. Michael Greger is an American physician, author, and speaker on public health issues, best known for his advocacy of a whole food, plant-based diet, and his opposition to animal-derived food products. Greger went to college at Cornell University School of Agriculture, where as a junior, he wrote informally about the dangers of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, commonly known as mad cow disease. He was hired to work on mad cow issues for Farm Sanctuary near Cornell, and he became a vegan after touring a stockyard as part of his work. He appeared as an expert witness testifying about mad cow disease when cattle producers unsuccessfully sued Oprah Winfrey for libel over statements she had made about the safety of meat in 1996. He graduated from Tufts University School of Medicine in 1999 as a general practitioner specializing in clinical nutrition. He testified before Congress after the Humane Society released its undercover video of the Westland Meatpacking Company, which showed downer animals entering the meat supply, and which led to the USDA forcing a recall of 143 million pounds of beef, some of which had been routed into the nation's school lunch program. In 2011, he founded the website nutritionfacts.org. He is critical of some other doctors for not encouraging their patients to adopt a plant-based diet, and has criticized the USDA, stating that there's a conflict of interest right in their mission statement that protects the economic interests of food producers in lieu of clear dietary guidelines. One of his books, How Not to Die, made the New York Times bestseller list at least 3 times. All proceeds from his speaking engagements and the sale of his books and DVDs are donated to charity. His nutritionfacts.org is the first science-based, non-commercial website to provide free daily videos and articles on the latest discoveries in nutrition. And here's a poem for today, Sheep in Winter by John Clare. The sheep get up and make their many tracks and bear a load of snow upon their backs and gnaw the frozen turnip to the ground with sharp, quick bite. And then go noising round. The boy that pecks the turnips all the day and knocks his hands to keep the cold away and laps his legs in straw to keep them warm and hides behind the hedges from the storm. The sheep, as tame as dogs, go where he goes and try to shake their fleeces from the snows, then leave their frozen meal and wander around the stubble stack that stands beside the ground and lie all night and face the drizzling storm and shun the hovel where they might be warm. Sheep in Winter by John Clare. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love animals and eat plants.